It's Tuesday, March 16th, and welcome to the beginning of NFL free agency. Things got hot and heavy as the tampering period opened up. We'll talk about all that. Some teams making moves, some teams sitting still. What to make of the wide receiver market? This is Jeff Schwartz, and this is the Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You podcast. We're glad to be here on the start of NFL free agency. Now, look, it is not the official start of free agency. That starts Wednesday at 4 o'clock, but the legal tampering period, as they call it, has opened up. The legal negotiation window started Monday at noon Eastern. And, of course, you're not supposed to talk before this day, but you do. Your agents are in communication with the teams, and deals were hot and heavy on Monday, so we'll cover all of those. I am in Dallas. The audio might not sound exactly normal. I'm here for a great project I've been working on, or going to start working on, I should say, with Fox Sports. We've teased it a little bit. It's offensive line camp, all our Gruden's quarterback camp. So really looking forward to bringing you that in the next couple of weeks. Something to look forward to. We have, as of right now, the top two tackles, the number one center, a second round guard, and probably a third round guard. Great story, Quinn, out of Whitewater, Wisconsin, Division III school. So we have a lot to cover on that angle next couple of days. I'll be doing myself. We'll bring you all the goodies in the next couple of weeks we get to the draft. So, Franchi started fast, as usual, even during the quote-unquote negotiation period. And the team that went hardest, the team you would never expect to do so, the New England Patriots, went on a spending spree. They spent more money in this short window than ever spent at a single time under Bill Belichick. They spent nearly half as much as they spent the entire time Belichick and Brady were together. Here's who they have signed. They signed tight end Jonnu Smith from the Titans. Give him a top-end tight end contract. Ton of money for Jonnu Smith. He is an up-and-coming player. I think that money is definitely worth it for him. They give him 4 years, $50 million, $31 million guaranteed. Boom. Got themselves a tight end. We know they need a ton of weapons. They went weapon shopping. They did not stop with the weapons. Wide receiver Nelson Aguilar and wide receiver Kendrick Bourne. Nelson Aguilar for career year in Las Vegas. Kendrick Bourne of the 49ers. They signed those two guys for, you know, modest wide receiver deals. Kendrick Bourne, 3 years, 22 million, only 7 million guaranteed. That's basically a one-year deal, guys. Basically a one-year deal. And I'm trying to get the number for Nelson Aguilar. I believe it was a two-year deal, two-year deal, $22 million. So look, not top of the market for these wide receivers. And we'll get to plenty more wide receiver talk in just a few minutes. We'll have to talk about a ton of wide receivers that are still available. They signed Matthew Judon, the defensive end previously of the Ravens, for top money of the position. D-line Henry Anderson, Jalen Mills as well from the Eagles. They signed a D-tackle to fill that spot. They also re-up Carl Davis and Dietrich Weiss on their teams. They went hard on day one. And why? Why? Because they need talent. They need talent now. They just signed Cam Newton to another one-year deal. It's not as high as – it can't be as high as $14 million. Not obviously going to end up probably being there. But they needed to bring talent to the organization to give Cam Newton a chance, especially offensively. Give him a chance with a tight end, with two wide receivers. And they went and got Trent Brown a couple days ago in a trade, the former Raiders offensive lineman. Go get yourself a ton of talent. Now, the issue, obviously, is teams that are this hot and heavy during NFL free agency, especially early in free agency, typically are either desperate, don't know what they're doing, or it's not going to work. And all those could obviously be very true here, that the Patriots are desperate to try to win a title with Bill Belichick and to prove that it's not just Tom Brady's reason why the Patriots have won all these years, right? Bill Belichick wants to show that he also knows what he's doing. So they're taking, obviously, big swings a lot of these players. And it's fair to say, hey, Nelson Aguilar, coming off her career year. Matthew Judon, coming off her career year. And it's easy to argue that these deals are going to backfire. But with Corey Davis signing with the Jets as a wide receiver for $27 million guaranteed, that is what they paid for both their wide receivers combined. So there is some value in what they're doing, guys. I know that we see these big numbers, and we see Nelson Aguilar again off a career year in Oakland, excuse me, in Las Vegas, and we rush to judge on the Patriots. And they have shown in the past they're not able to evaluate wide receiver position. But they paid for two guys for the cost of one Corey Davis. And it's worth noting that free agency is for need, the draft is for value. So trying to plug holes of need. And they need a lot of help to win as soon as possible. So they went and swung for the fences. Again, I like this new Patriots. I like them going for it. I like the idea of them finally spending money. But again, history has shown us that spending this much money is not going to win you a championship. It's not going to win you a championship. So while it's great, I don't know if it's going to pay off in the end. And I, by the way, I like Bill Belichick. I like great coaching. I like the idea of him just going for it now after so many years of not going for it with Tom Brady. But whew, it's a big, big risk. It's a big risk. And I'm glad, again, to see them try this. People are going to crush them for it. I will not be the one crushing them for it. Other big signings that I think were very important so far in free agency. Joe Thuney, the offensive lineman, formerly the Patriots signed with the Chiefs, 5 years, $80 million. You heard that right. The highest contract ever for interior offensive lineman. And the Chiefs had to swing for the fences. A lot of negotiations and talks about Trent Williams coming to Kansas City. That felt a little pricey at $23 or $25 million a year. You add Joe, and he's at your left guard now. You outgrade it to center. You still got to handle tackle, right? You drafted Lucas last year at TCU. But the Chiefs had to spend money. And I saw people talking about how this was that they were going to, you know, they're going to be aggressive in free agency. And I brought up the point that we've seen that position, offensive line, they really have not been very aggressive. They have filled roster holes with bargain free agents, with draft picks. And they signed my brother in 2016, who, by the way, has been released. And I'll discuss a little bit more of that at the end as well. I want to get into that, what it's like to be released as a player. We'll talk about Drew Brees as well. So we'll get to all that in just a second, guys. So the Chiefs went hot and heavy, man. $16 million a year for him. The Chargers signed Corey Linsley, the all-pro all-pro center from the Packers. The Chargers, how about Justin Herbert? And it's hard to give teams full grades on free agency as of now. You guys are listening this Tuesday and maybe Wednesday. Free agency's not over. There's a long wave of free agency. And we're seeing right now one position group, the wide receiver position group. There's two many wide receivers. There's too many good ones. There's Kenny Galladay, obviously. There's Juju. We saw Corey Davis sign. We saw Bourne sign. We saw Aguilar sign. There's so many wide receivers. I think what's happening is we've seen other positions. We saw DN sign big today. We've seen offensive tackle sign, offensive guard sign big today. We've seen a couple wide receivers sign big today. We saw Shaq Barrett get re-up by the Bucks for big money, the defensive end. And we should have seen Kenny Galladay, the Lions wide receiver, signed by now. Here's what I think is happening, guys. When you have too many players in one position and there's not a need around the NFL, and outside of the Jets just signed a guy, the Colts, who are never going to spend money in the first round. They've always said that in the first round of free agency. And the Dolphins, I think it is, who really need one. Is there's not a lot of place for these guys to go. And you look at what happened with New England, signing those guys for, quote-unquote, a little bit of a bargain. Corey Davis signed for $27 million guaranteed. You know, Kenny Galladay is going for that, you know, $40 million guaranteed contract, right? $50 million. He's going for the highest he can get. With a market with so many players in it, that position, I'm not sure he's going to get it. I think there's going to be a depressed market because they know, just for example, right, I could get Corey Davis for $27 million guaranteed or pay Kenny Galladay $40 million guaranteed. The extra $13 million, I can go find myself an offensive lineman. Some of us a pass rusher. And we'll be fine on offense with Corey Davis instead of Kenny Galladay. So I do wonder if we end up with 1 year deals for some of these guys in the top. Hey, the cap is down now, $17 million this season. Maybe they get a 1 year deal, whatever it is, X amount of money. Play really well this year. Go somewhere we're going to throw the ball. Go somewhere you have a chance to catch the ball. And then next year, when presumably as more TV money comes in, the cap goes all the way back up and you get yourself a much bigger contract. I don't know. You know, the Corey Davis deal kind of threw that off, in my opinion. I feel like that there was an option for that with Juju, obviously. I mean, not with Juju, with Kenny Galladay. But I do wonder, because we've seen everyone else sign. And, you know, there were talks about, oh, lots of talks on the teams. Okay, sure. But how come Matthew Judon signed for big money? How come Shaq Barrett was on teams? How come Corey Linsley? How come Joe Tune? How come all the top guys have signed for big money except you and Trent Williams? Now, Trent Williams is an interesting case. Left tackle, Niners, you know, he wants $23, $25 million a year. Whew, it's a lot of money. And we'll see if he gets it. So free agency, guys, is off of the bang. It's a lot of fun to be a free agent. And this year is a little different because of COVID. Remember 2014 when I was a free agent, the legal tampering period, but we started on the morning of my wedding. So it was March 8th when this legal tampering period started. I was a free agent, one of the top guards of free agency. Day of my wedding, we're on the West Coast and in Los Angeles. My wife is at the hotel getting ready with their friends. And the legal tampering period started at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So my agent was at, we were at the house, my parents' house. We're having an out-of-town kind of function for out-of-town guests, family members and whatnot. So my agent was over, 9 a.m. Phone rings. The phone rings nine times, nine teams calling between 9 a.m. and 9:30. So morning of my wedding, about 10 a.m., Derek, my agent, calls me into the living room. It's me, my brother, Derek, Dad, Uncle Fred, my uncle. We're all sitting there in the living room, morning of my wedding, talking about which team I'm going to sign with. We had a pros and cons list. We listed all nine teams out. The Giants were the favorite. I mean, there was no team offering as much. The Rams eventually got to the same number as the Giants did. We liked the Giants for many reasons. One is they had a tradition of winning with Tom Coughlin, Eli Manning. I wanted to win. I was in my seventh year. I wanted to win. We liked what we heard about the Giants. We liked what we knew about them. We liked the city. We liked the vibe. The Giants were number one. It was the place we wanted to go to, and the place obviously that was going to pay us the most money to do that. So my agent had told me that the goal was $4 million a year, which ended up getting just over that. That was the goal, $4 million a year. That was the goal we had. So he goes, look, get ready for your wedding. We will, we'll talk later. So go to the venue, get dressed. I would not imagine I'm on Twitter all day. I'm getting ready for my wedding. I'm not looking at what anyone else is doing. And this is also, too, this is 7 years ago. There was no official announcement of contract signed in the first hour of the tampering period, of the negotiation period. It was all done like it used to be. 4 o'clock on Wednesday is when all these came in. Back then, I think it might have been a Tuesday, the year that I was doing it. I think it was even a Monday. I was a Saturday, probably Monday. So we get married, go take pictures, come back for cocktail hour, probably about 6:30. And my agent comes up to me and he goes, hey, we're good, man. We're good. So we're good? Yeah, we're good. So I knew I had a deal with the Giants for $4 million a year. And I was set. So I went up to Meredith, my wife, right after we got married. I said, hey, Tara told me we're good. She's like, we're good for what? Just no understanding of what's happening. No understanding. It's beautiful. That's why I love her. Just no pain. Never knew how much I made. Never knew how much, how long my contracts were. She's along for the ride. She had no idea. Of course, it's our wedding night. Maybe we should focus on different things. But nonetheless, I knew that night I signed with the Giants. I would eventually make that official a couple of days later when I flew to New York, got my physical, got it done. But the free agency process for players, especially when you're a top-end guy, there's a lot. It's not so much wooing of teams. Teams aren't – you're not taking three visits if you are a high-level free agent. You're going typically where the most money is. But teams are trying to get you to come there. And I remember I got a call right at 4 p.m. on the day of free agency from, I believe it was Jeff Fisher of the Rams. And I just like, don't answer it. You're not going to Los Angeles at the time. Don't answer it. And you know, there's some moodiness. You get to your city. I went to New York, man. We got flew in, got a steak dinner. You're being wined and dined by the coaches. I stayed overnight. There was there with JD Walton and Rashad Jennings, and we spent the next day there. I don't know if we met the media or not. So I had my deal with the Giants. And we had a big Giant steak dinner. Smith and Walensky's, all the coaching staff. Like, you feel like a king. Like, everyone is wine and dining you, taking you out, enjoying it. Now, this year might be different depending on where you live. You're probably not going to have the same experience. Maybe you are. But a lot of fun to be a free agent. This is a great time for a lot of players. They're getting paid. They're making their dreams come true. And they're getting to experience what it's like to be wanted. A lot of times in the NFL, you don't get told you're wanted. You don't get told that you're appreciated. You don't get told that you're loved. You see that with money, but this is an example of, you're gonna have a coach call you and tell you, hey, Jeff Schwartz, we love what you did in this game. We love how you play. We love your attitude. We love your leadership. We love your physicality. We love whatever it is. And maybe they don't. Maybe they don't like you and the front office signed you, but they tell you that anyways. And you feel great. You feel like, again, that you're wanted in the NFL. We all know that we love to feel wanted. And that's an example of just wanting to feel wanted. And so it's a lot of fun. And I'm glad these guys are able to experience what that feels like. It's a great day for a lot of players. Unfortunately, not the best week for my brother Mitch Schwartz, who's released by the Chiefs. That's the other end of this, right? You go from signing a big contract this week to veterans getting released. My brother was released alongside Eric Fisher, the left tackle for the Chiefs, my brother, the right tackle for the Chiefs. And, you know, getting released is almost inevitable for every player. Most players do not ride off into the sunset. Obviously, some do. And getting released is just like, I would imagine, I've never had another job where I've been fired from. My contract's been not renewed in the media world, but never been fired. And, you know, one day you're on the team, just like I would imagine, same as any other job, you're on the job, you get fired, and you're just not doing the job anymore. And for us, as regimented as we are, how connected we are to the team, how short our careers are, getting released is never fun. It's jarring, it's emotional. You know, there's other things that go into it. Just look, I'm not saying they're any different than anything else, but, you know, with the family, you typically leave the city. You're not staying in the city you're in. You're just packing your shit up and you're bouncing as soon as possible to go back home. And it's just over that quickly. I mean, Mitch had been there 5 years. He's very well respected in the organization. He made 4 all pros and he won a Super Bowl. I mean, he had a great time in Kansas City. There's no better way to put it. All of a sudden it's just over, just done. The older you get, the easier it is. I was cut as a rookie to go in practice squad. I knew I was getting cut. They called me right when they said 6 a.m. Told me I was getting released. Not fun. 2011, the Panthers told me they weren't going to tender me. I was just released. They didn't physically have to sign paper to release me, but I was rehabbing an injury at that time. I had like two, I was just like rehabbing as a dead man walking till the day that free agency opened and boom, I was off somewhere else to do my rehab, off to a different team to get ready to play. I signed with the Vikings that year. I got released by the Giants, obviously. They called me. I was at rehab and getting my ankle worked on. I got a missed call from the Giants front office. I saw Giants number. I saw the team number. I knew I was getting released. I called them back right away, and you know, you're being released, coming to New York. And it took me a couple weeks to get up there. You signed your paperwork. You put your shit in a bag or a box and send it to your house. Like, you grab what you can or anything you want from your locker like that day, and they pack your shit up and they ship it off to your house. And I have like 2 boxes in my house. Get to Detroit, and then I was released by Detroit. I knew I was getting released by Detroit in training camp. This is when you get older. I was 30 years old, and you start getting signs. You understand the business works a lot better. The third preseason game is a game where, you know, if you play with the ones or twos, you feel pretty good about things, right? If you're the number one backup, you feel pretty good that you're going to get a chance to make the team. Well, I entered the third preseason game. I didn't play the second game, probably the first one. I was the backup interior offensive lineman. I was the backup at right guard, left guard. I believe I was backup at right tackle. I was going to play the whole second half. And halftime offensive line coach, Ron Prince, comes up to me. He goes, hey, you're not playing. They're sitting you down in the second half. And I was like, oh, shit, I knew what this means. I know what this means. I've been around my ninth year. I know what this means. So we go back out. And we're playing in Baltimore. I distinctly remember this conversation on the sidelines in Baltimore. And I went up to coach, my offensive line coach, Ron Prince. It was a really good relationship. I was like, hey, Ron, am I getting cut? And he goes, probably. Doesn't look good. And lo and behold, next day they call me. Boom. Cut. I knew it was coming. But, yeah, man. It's never fun. As we're talking, by the way, Carl Lawson, Jets, 3 years, $45 million, 30 guaranteed. As we're talking, things are happening. Broncos, Philip Lindsay, low RFA tender. It's just this thing. I mean, flies hot and heavy, man. I love it. Steelers offensive lineman Matt Feller, Richard Green with the Chargers, $21 million, strengthening their offensive line. Chargers are doing work, man, in the offensive line. Smart. Protect Justin Herbert. As the week goes on, we'll get more of these, right? We'll have a show later in the week to break down all this. We'll get you a nice guest. I think I'll be in Los Angeles. I haven't been to L.A. in a long time. That'll be fun to do. Last thing I want to hit today before we leave is the retirement of one Drew Brees. So Drew Brees retires from the New Orleans Saints as the best free agent signing of all time. I think there's no doubt about that. I mean, you might argue with Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, but what Drew Brees did on the field, he won the Saints the Super Bowl, and off the field, what he did in the community, bringing that community back from Katrina. It's unrivaled. Unrivaled what he's able to do in that community, and great career. He'll walk right into Canton. He's going to work for NBC right now. And deserves all the credit for winning the Super Bowl and being as accurate, throwing for as many yards and everything else. But guys, it's fair to say the Saints have massively underachieved with Drew Brees as their quarterback. How about this? 2017 season, they are number one in DVOA as a team. 2018 season, number two in DVOA as a team. We use DVOA football stars. We love it. 2019, second in DVOA. 2020, first in DVOA. Guess how many championship appearances they had? Zero. Zero Super Bowl appearances in that time. They played in one conference championship game and lost. The last three times they have left the playoffs, they have left the playoffs as home underdogs. Lost to the Rams in the non-call. And look, Crimey River on the non-call, I get it. It was a bad play. Saints also had the ball in overtime first. Had a chance to win the game. Turn the ball over. The next year, they lost to the Vikings and Cousins at home as, I believe, a touchdown favorite. Last season, the one that just ended, they beat the paltry Bears at home and got smoked by the Bucks as a home favorite. They have massively underachieved. There's no way about it. Since they won the Super Bowl in 2009, they have not won more than one playoff game in any postseason. They have not won two playoff games in any postseason. If this was Andy Reid and not Sean Payton, we would mock Andy Reid, hold against Andy Reid, whatever else. We would crush Andy Reid. But since Sean Payton, for whatever reason, he gets the tag of the only genius ever to be a coach in the NFL, why does he get a pass for all this shit? I don't know why he gets a pass. Makes no sense. Speaking of the Saints, free agent James Winston has agreed to a deal with the Saints. Sham Sharania tweeted something, by the way. Hilarious. NBA guy. So, Drew Brees and Sean Payton should not get passed for this. They have massively underachieved in New Orleans. No way about it. If I told you your favorite team finished DVOA 1 or 2 for 4 straight years, you would expect a Super Bowl appearance and a Super Bowl title. None of that happened for New Orleans and Drew Brees. Where do they go from here? Well, obviously, Jameis Winston is going to be their quarterback. The Saints get that ridiculous, voidable year contract to Taysom Hill. 4 years, bazillion dollars. It was all voidable. I still get why they're paying all that money. But Jameis Winston is back for the Saints. And we'll see if the dynasty continues. If I'm not sure it continues. I don't know if it's a dynasty, but the winning, the constant winning, if it continues with Jameis Winston. So I'm looking forward to it. All right, guys. Good, tidy show today. We're going to have a longer show Thursday. Friday morning. We'll record Thursday. I have a guest. Have some fun with it. We'll go over NFL free agency, totality, winners, losers, teams that still need to find a place, players still need to find a place. We'll do all that. I just want to come on and talk to you guys about, the first day of NFL free agency. All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you guys in a couple of days.